Smith, Uriah, March 1886. Dear brother and sister, I have suffered severe attacks of sickness since I came to Europe, but I have not been situated so I could do much for myself. And I could only pray, urging the necessity of my case to my Heavenly Father. My eyes gave out by constantly using them. I suffered intense pain in the back of the ball of the eye. I could not write, but the Lord was my physician. I put forth all the strength of the soul in grasping the hand of infinite power. I dared not do anything, for fear I should do something that would make them worse, but the Lord heard me. I know He heard my prayers. I was indeed blessed, and health came to my eyes. Next, I was attacked with malaria caused by overwork and anxiety. I was unable to sit up for 1 week and was feeble much longer. Again, my trembling faith grasped the promises of God. I knew that Jesus understood all about my feebleness. My prayer was answered. I was healed and was filled with gratitude to God. Next, my broken ankle began to swell and my lame hip to trouble me again. I sought the Lord and urged my case to the throne of grace. I was a cripple for a number of weeks, could not walk out of doors at all. But the Lord heard my prayer, and I can now walk with a rubber bandage bound about my ankle. I spoke last Sabbath, standing on my feet. For the first time in my life, I had to speak sitting, followed by two interpreters. I have proved the Lord on this journey to be a present help in every time of need. What a privilege is prayer! How sad and lonely should we be if in our sufferings we could not go to Jesus and tell Him all about it. Oh, if everyone would only know by personal experience how much of heaven's promised rest can be found in, secured for the soul even now, by prayer. If he has not learned the lesson, every other lesson of life better be unlearned till he shall learn in the school of Christ how to master this lesson. We want a new and living experience every day. We want to learn now to trust Jesus, to believe in Him, and confide everything to Him. Jacob was raised from a man of feebleness and sin through faith in God in prayer to be a prince with God. He prevailed through faith. God is omnipotent. Man is finite. In converse with God, we may lay the most secret things of the soul open, for He knows it all. We want more faith, greater trust, more firm reliance. The conflict which was waged in Scotland, which gave her greatest victories, was not gained in Holyrood Palace, neither in the contest of armies, but in the secret chamber alone with God, men prayed all night. One man was crying in agony, and in the desperation of his faith he exclaimed, "Give me Scotland, or I die." We are often brought into strait places with uncertainties, and then, oh then, we must pray. I believe, as I have done for years, that the health of our people will be much improved if we will make God first and last and best in everything, appetite, taste, and habits to be carefully guarded. If we put God out of sight, if we sink principle into policy plans, we will have the frown of God and not His blessing. I see in the near future success to our institutions. I see, if they will only let God preside in the councils, in the publishing house, and medical institution, the physicians will succeed in tact, in skill, in marvelous wisdom, if they will honor Jesus as the physician in chief. Let no man glory in his wisdom, but let him glory in this, that he knoweth God. And if he will make God first, angels of God will minister to those in that institution who have the care of it. God is at work for us. Let Him mold us as clay is molded in the hands of the potter. We are now contemplating a journey to Italy again. We should visit the churches. They are calling for us loudly. They call for us again to visit Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. These places demand much hard work, and I dread it, but I may feel that I must go. Jesus lived not to please Himself. I do not know as we will get away from here this winter. May the Lord direct. It is now beautiful weather. The grass is a lovely green. Trees are leafing out, and the birds are caroling forth their songs of gratitude to God, and my heart is filled with gratitude to God. I will make melody to God in my heart. This is a hard field. Poverty meets us on every hand. I do not want to stay here 1 hour longer than duty demands. I want to be just where the Lord would have me to be, and work with all the strength and power God has given me. There is a great work to be done here. Men are convinced, but poverty stands to bar the way. I wish someone who had means would come into the truth and open some manufacturing establishment to give work to those who keep the Sabbath. Well, we must pray. The mightiest man on earth is the man who prays in the sincerity of his soul. He grasps the arm of infinite power. In much love to your children,